I don't hear you.
You're on mute.
Make sure you're muted if you're not speaking. Your camera's off. I'm recording and I'm going to start the webinar only using Teams for chat. Great. Looks like we've got some people coming into the Zoom meeting now. Welcome. This is the Bureau of Land Management public meeting for the draft East Alaska Resource Management Plan Amendment and Environmental Assessment. We're going to get started in just a few minutes. Until then, we'll give everyone joining us a few more minutes to get online, make sure that they've got good audio, get called in, et cetera. As a reminder, for those both on the BLM side of things and on the public side of things, the settings are set so that you come in muted with your cameras turned off for members of the public. And for anybody on the BLM side of thing, we do have some folks joining us at the hour. So just a reminder to keep yourself muted and your camera turned off unless you're speaking. I'm going to give everybody just another minute or so to come in. And a quick mention, this meeting is being recorded and closed captioning is being provided. It's also a good time to turn your cell phones on silent. Going to give folks just one more minute. Make sure they're online and called in as needed. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. It's 5 after the hour. Thank you again for joining us for this June 17th afternoon meeting for the Bureau of Land Management's Draft East Alaska Resource Management Plan Amendment and Environmental Assessment. My name is Melinda Bolton. I'm a Public Affairs Specialist with the Bureau of Land Management, and I'll be facilitating today's meeting. Next slide, please. Give our PowerPoint Pro a moment to get sharing their screen. We do have another meeting this evening at 6 p.m. in case of any kind of technical interruption or anything else that might come up in your lives in the next 2 hours. All right, so today's meeting agenda. We're going to take about 10 minutes or so for the welcome and logistics, about another 10 or 20 minutes for our presentation. And then I'll have a few more things to talk to you about in terms of giving comment at today's meeting, and then I'll take another 5 or so minutes. And we'll take a quick break and move into the public input portion of the meeting. Next slide, please. So these are your project contacts should you need us. And I'm gonna go ahead and add these into the chat box. I'm going to pretty continually throughout today's presentation, share information with you on the public side of things through the chat box. That's going to be the only way that we, that's going to be the only thing that we share with you in the chat box. Otherwise, you'll submit questions through the Q&A, and I'll get into that in a moment. So all panelists and attendees should now have the project contacts in their chat box. If you are having trouble finding the chat box or don't know where that is, if you're using the Zoom application, just hover your mouse over the bottom of your screen and a little dashboard will pop up, and chat should be right in the middle there. So if you click chat, and if you would like to see any of the links we're posting, I recommend you open the chat box now. If you don't open the chat box, you won't be able to see anything that was there before you opened it. So it's not just storing information for you. You have to be in it actively to receive the information that we're sending you. So these are your project contacts. Also on camera, you might be able to see Marnie Graham. She is the Glen Allen Field Office Manager. She just waved for all of us. We also have a project manager online with us today. Her name is Tina McMaster-Goring. Tina is very experienced in project managing for the Bureau of Land Management. And then again, I'm Melinda Bolton, Public Affairs Specialist, and I'm helping facilitate today's meeting. If you have any questions for follow-up, you can email any of the three of us, or you can call the Glen Allen Field Office, and their phone number is listed right there, and they operate during regular business hours. Next slide, please. And a quick reminder, these are not contacts to submit formal written comments to. These are just contacts for you to reach out to if you have questions or need more information, and we can help you with that, but these are not avenues for you to share your comments. And I'll give you more information on that in a moment as well. So logistics today, as you may have heard me mention, first of all, microphones and videos will be turned off for the duration of the meeting, except for the person presenting. We're trying to be conservative with bandwidth. We understand we've got people all over the country's largest state joining us. Attendees are muted. You'll be unmuted if you raise your hand during the public comment portion of the meeting or to ask a question during the presentation portion of the meeting. The meeting, as I mentioned earlier, is being recorded as part of the project record. And at some point, the video may be made public. So keep in mind that the things that you say in today's meeting will be made or could potentially be made public. Additionally, transcripts of today's meeting will be provided online after the meeting. After the presentations, we'll have time for verbal public comments. Depending on the amount of people interested in providing comment today, we may need to limit each person to 3 minutes to comment. And if we have more time, we'll come back to you, or we may not limit you at all if there is a small number of people wanting to comment verbally. you don't have to give verbal comment today. You can provide written comment if public speaking doesn't appeal to you, or if you just like more time to consider the information available. During the presentation, we'll share links to pertinent websites and resources for you to access. Please open your chat box now if you haven't yet. Like I said, you cannot see things posted in the chat box before you opened it. Next slide, please. So I mentioned a minute ago that we'll have the opportunity for you to ask questions throughout the presentation. You can use the Q&A box to do that throughout the presentation, and we will answer them as we're able to. We will call on people during the meeting when there's a break in information to ask verbal questions. So if you're on the Zoom application, I'm going to tell you how to use the Q&A box. If you hover over the bottom of your screen area there, you'll see a little icon that says Q&A. You can go ahead and pop that open and you can submit a question there. And like I said, we'll answer them as we're able to. if you're on the phone, press *9 to raise your hand. And that will let us know that you have a question, and someone will or may at some point unmute you so that you can ask your question, but we'll wait for a break in the information before we do that. So you may be waiting for a little while, but just bear with us so that we can wait for a natural break in information. If you do raise your hand and you're on the phone, we'll identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and then it'll be up to you to unmute yourself by pressing *6 on your phone keypad. All right, without further ado, I'm going to hand things over to Marnie Graham, Glen Allen Field Office Manager. Marnie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marnie Graham, Field Manager for the BLM Glen Allen Field Office. And I just want to give you a little background on why we're considering an amendment to the current East Alaska Resource Management Plan. The John D. Dingell Jr. Conservation Management and Recreation Act of 2019 was signed into law on March 12th of 2019. There are many nationwide directives in this act, one of which is the Chugach Land Study and addressing the potential of making lands available for exchange. Specifically, the Dingell Act, Section 1113, said, identify sufficient acres of accessible and economically viable federal land that can be offered in exchange for Chugach Alaska Corporation, identified by CAC as available for exchange. So why these lands? The BLM reviewed all the lands that are managed by the BLM that are also in the Chugach region. These two sections of land, because they are in the Chugach region and they're adjacent to private lands already conveyed under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. And they met the access and economic criteria of the Dingell Act. The 2007 Resource Management Plan, which currently directs management in the area, prohibits land exchanges. So to allow for potential land exchanges, the BLM must amend the 2007 Resource Management Plan. An RMP amendment, or Resource Management Plan amendment, would be limited to making lands available for potential future land exchanges. This amendment does not authorize the actual land exchange. Next slide, please. So as I mentioned, this resource management plan and environmental assessment would not carry out or authorize a land exchange, but instead, it considers the impacts of making lands available for exchange. We recommend you keep these points in mind as you formulate your comments. Should the Bureau of Land Management amend the East Alaska RMP to include areas of accessible and economically viable federal land that could be offered for exchange in the future? The decision to be made is whether BLM managed lands within the East Alaska planning area could be made available for exchange, and if so, under what terms and conditions? If we should make these lands available for exchange, why not? Do we have any questions in the Q&A box at this time?
We do not.
All right, we'll go ahead and continue then. Next slide, please. So who is involved so far in this analysis? BLM staff wrote the environmental assessment and conducted the analysis that's taken place so far up to the draft. The City of Valdez is a cooperating agency, and tribes within the traditional use in this area have also been invited to consult on the plan amendment. And those tribes include Native Village of Chiniga, Native Village of Tetitlic, Fort Graham Village Council, and then also Native corporations have been included in the region. Chiniga Corporation, English Bay Corporation, Eyak Corporation, Fort Graham Corporation, Tetitlic Corporation, and Chugach Alaska Corporation. Next slide, please. So this slide just outlines what requirements are on the BLM for preparation of a resource management plan or plan amendment. So you may hear us refer to some of these policies throughout the presentation: FLIPMA, NEPA, Section 106, Section 810 of ANILCA. Next slide, please. Okay. The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process has many different steps, as you can see. Currently, we are in the 30-day public comment period on the draft environmental assessment, so the box in blue, for the resource management plan amendment. This step is followed by preparing the final environmental assessment and the proposed resource management plan amendment. And that is followed by a 30-day protest period and then publishing of the final decision record. Next slide, please. So this is a map of the general East Alaska planning area. So all the lands that are included in the 2007 East Alaska Resource Management Plan. And the area that we're looking at in this plan amendment is highlighted in green in the Thompson Pass area. It's right in the center of your map. Okay, next slide, please. Purpose and need. The resource management plan amendment is done through a NEPA process. As part of NEPA, the BLM must state the purpose and need for the amendment. The purpose of this plan amendment is to identify lands the BLM could make available for exchange within the East Alaska planning area near Thompson Pass in order to comply with the Dingle Act. The need is to amend the 2007 RMP to determine whether lands within the planning area can be made available for exchange. Next slide, please. So let's go over a summary of the alternatives. The no action alternative is the East Alaska Resource Management Plan would continue to prohibit additional land exchanges. Alternative two, this alternative could amend the resource management plan to make parcels of land available for potential exchange. And the two parcels that we're looking at are the ones on Thompson Pass. Those are the same parcels that were put out for public scoping. Alternative three was created in response to the public scoping comments. And this alternative would amend the resource management plan to make available only one parcel of land. And we'll look at these alternatives in more detail next. Next slide, please. Okay, this is alternative two, which you've seen previously when it went out for public scoping. It would amend the resource management plan to make available for potential land exchange two parcels of land in Thompson Pass area, sections 5 and 6, in Township 9 South, Range 2 West, Copper River Meridian, Alaska. Approximately 1,280 acres. These lands are currently BLM managed state selected land. They are surrounded by State of Alaska conveyed lands to the north and west, to Tetitlic Corporation lands to the east, and BLM managed lands selected by Tetitlic Corporation and top filed by the State of Alaska to the south. Access would be maintained at the time of any land exchange through the form of a public access easement to connect with existing public easements throughout private native tribal land. Access to the low river would also be considered at the time of exchange, and is part of the state of Alaska's conditional relinquishment should a land exchange ever be entertained for these lands. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, let's take a look at alternative three. Alternative three was created in response to public comments submitted through our public scoping process. This alternative would amend the resource management plan to make available for potential land exchange only section five in Township 9 South, Range 2 West, Copper River Meridian, Alaska, approximately 640 acres. Section 5 is the land outlined in black that are adjacent to already conveyed Native tribal land to the east and state of Alaska lands to the north and south west, as previously mentioned. This alternative would not consider land exchanges for Section 6, which are the lands closest to the highway and adjacent to state-managed lands. Public scoping described most of the recreation and subsistence use and visual resource concerns being adjacent to the highway and contingent to state public lands. Access through Section 5 would be maintained at the time of any land exchange through the form of a public access easement to connect with existing public easements. Do we have any questions at this time?
We do have a couple of questions, Marnie, that we're working on getting some information to respond to. So at this time, we don't have any answers just yet, but we're getting those put together. So if you want to continue, we'll get to those after we have some responses.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for your patience while we work on that. And I guess at this point, I will hand it back over to Melinda, and we'll go with the next slide. Thank you.
Thanks, Marnie. So it was a really quick presentation there for you guys. We do want to move forward to the providing formal comment slide. If you can advance that for us, please, Serena. Thanks. Okay, so we want to hear from you. That is the whole reason we're here today. You're welcome to submit comments in a variety of ways. Here are some of the specifics to do that. The last link that I shared with you all in the chat box, it says project site, and then there's a web link there. That is the same link here where you see online NEPA register project page. So you can go to the NEPA register. There are a variety of documents there and resources there for you to look through, consider, and avenues for you to like a participate now button, so you can provide comment there. You can mail your comments to the BLM at Bureau of Land Management, Attention East Alaska RMP Amendment /EA at 222 West 7th Avenue, Stop 13, Anchorage, Alaska, 99513. You can, of course, provide comment verbally at today's public meeting. But if you decide that you need more time to consider the information or ask some questions, your deadline to provide comment is July 2nd this year at 10 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time. Next slide, please. So one of the most important parts of the NEPA process is the opportunity for public review. And again, that's why we're here today. We encourage and welcome a full review of our analysis. The comment period is for the public to provide substantive comments that can impact the final analysis. At the end of the 30-day public period, public comment period that ends on July 2nd, we'll review all the substantive comments and address them or make corrections to the document based on the information that you provide to us today. So we encourage you to take your time to read the draft, consider your conclusions, our conclusions, and compare what we included and what we didn't include in our findings. So you've heard me say substantive a couple of times here, and understanding it can help you form a more effective and impactful comment. So here are some tips. Remember that comments are not counted as votes. Try to focus on the items that the Bureau of Land Management may have missed or data that you feel is new or not included. Maybe there's an effect analysis that could be updated based on new data that you know about, or there's new information that we didn't know about at the time of our analysis, or you simply have just found an error in the document. Remember, when crafting your comments, it's best to be direct and concise. And please keep in mind that identical comments are counted as one comment. Sometimes it's helpful to envision that you're telling the field manager what's missing, what's new, or what needs changed, because in the end, that is essentially what you're doing. Next slide, please. So if you'd like to provide a comment today, you'll use the raise hand feature at the bottom of your participant list, or if you're calling in through the phone, press *9 to raise your hand. I will then unmute you so that you can offer your comment in the order that I see hands raised, and I see one raised now. We'll have you spell out your first and last name verbally before you get into your comment. That way the closed captioners can record it for the record. And based on the number of people who want to comment, we may need to limit the length of your comments, but it doesn't look like we have an abundance of folks who want to comment. So if you can, just as a general idea, try and keep things to 5 minutes. I think that's a lot of time to discuss. But just remember that we're moving into a comment portion of the meeting, and we're no longer going to be answering questions in the Q&A box once we move into this portion. We may highlight a couple of things or answer previously posted Q&A questions. But once we move into this portion of the meeting, we're not going to be taking questions anymore. Again, if you have outstanding questions, please use that contact information that I shared with you earlier in the chat box, and I'll share it with you again now. So if you come up with a question that you'd like answered, you can still reach out and get it answered. I'm going to go ahead and just share that written comment submission information again. If we can go to the next slide. So you're not required to give verbal comment today. You're welcome to, but not required. If you'd like more time, like I said, you can provide your comment through the NEBA register on the project page by mail or by mailing them to us at these addresses that I've shared in the chat box. If everybody is okay with it, I'd like to take a quick break unless the BLM team would like to just move straight into comments. Serena, Dara, do you all need more time to answer questions in the Q&A box?
Yeah, Melinda, this is Serena. We are working through several of these questions that have come in still. We have a few that have been answered and those are being provided, but I think we should go ahead and take that little break and then we can move into public testimony and we will continue to answer questions as we get the information to respond.
Sounds good. All right. So Josie Hickel, you'll be our first commenter and you're the only person with your hand raised right now. I'm going to go ahead and move us into a 5 minute break. By my clock here, it's 1:29. We'll call it 1:30 and we'll come back at 1:35. So Josie will be our first commenter when we come back at 1:35. All right. Thanks for sticking with us through a quick break, folks. Really appreciate it. I think our team is still working through answering some of those questions in the Q&A. If you've got a pending question in the Q&A, just sit tight. And if it does not get answered today, feel free to reach out to us at those contacts that I shared, and we can try and follow up with you after today's meeting. Okay, if Marnie can come back on camera, you don't have to unmute yourself, but just so that people can see you're here to hear them. And Tina, if you can come on camera as well, so that people can see that you're here to hear them. Thank you. Okay, Josie, I'm gonna hand you the microphone. Just a quick reminder again, that this is a public meeting. Before we go into this portion, one quick reminder. This is a public meeting. It is being recorded. It could be accessed by anybody at any age. So please make sure that you're use language appropriate for folks at any age. We know that folks are passionate about their public lands, and we understand that. We are too. That's why we do what we do. But please just, you know, be mindful of that. If we run into issues there, we'll give you a reminder to kind of step back and relax for a second. And if it continues to be an issue, we may need to mute you so that you can take a moment to calm down. And if it's still a problem after that, then we may ask you to submit your comment in writing and instead of verbally today. I don't anticipate that as an issue, but it's just good to let folks know some of the ways that we would handle that situation if it were to come up. Okay, Josie, please go ahead and share your thoughts.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, and can you please say and spell your first and last name for us as well?
Yes, my name is Josie Hickle, JOSIEHICKEL. And I did ask in the Q&A if you could show a copy of the map that actually shows the trail easement. So if you could show that at some point, just a courtesy would be nice. So my name is Josie Hickle, and I'm a shareholder of the Chugach Alaska Corporation. I'm also executive VP of Angsta and Community Affairs for Chugach. And I am commenting on behalf of the Chugach Alaska Corporation today. I am speaking in support of Alternative 2 of the FONSI for the East Alaska RMP Amendment, which would allow for the potential exchange of both parcels, as explained. A little bit of history. Chugach has been attempting a land exchange for decades in order to achieve a fair and just land settlement with the federal government. This has been something that's been going on since the beginning of ANCSA, and it's been a challenge. It's what led to the language in the Dingell Act that calls for an exchange, and we have been working with the BLM on the Chugach Region Land Study and the ultimate report to Congress that will be coming out from that. The particular property that we're talking about today is of interest to Chugach because it would provide for easier access to the lands already owned by Tutitlic and Chugach, which Marnie already explained on the map that was shown earlier. And I think it's of note that any landowner would really appreciate any kind of opportunity to improve access to their property. And that is really our true interest. We found in reading the initial public scoping comments that there were many people that didn't really have all the facts, or that didn't understand exactly where the property boundaries are. They may not have understood about the easement and the fact that access would be maintained for public access on the property. And in reality, because of those issues, the exchange would have very minimal impact on the recreation in the Thompson Pass area. First, I wanna say the state of Alaska did agree to relinquish their selection of the property identified for exchange conditional upon us maintaining the 17B easement that crosses the property and provides a 25-foot wide public access to the Low River for all kinds of recreation, including ATV and snow machine. People will be able to continue to use this trail and have access to the river and Marshall Pass and other trails easements that Marnie mentioned earlier. Further, there were a lot of comments from the ski community concerned about access for skiing. And in our view of many of the recreational maps in the area, the most popular ski runs in Thompson Pass aren't actually on this property. They're further up the pass. The northwest corner of the property, as you can see in this map a little bit, if you look closely, has a pretty significant valley that runs through it that makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to cross in that area. As established in the FONSI, there's an additional 12,800 acres of state lands with comparable access located along the Richardson Highway from milepost 19 to 37, and recreationists would still have access to over 10,000 acres of BLM and state managed lands for recreational pursuits, also easily accessed from the Richardson Highway. This is not a land giveaway, as some have said in their comments. For this exchange to take place, Chugach would give up roughly the same amount of land within the Wrangell St. Elias Park, which is highly valued as designated wilderness area. The Chugach people have lived and subsisted on the lands in the Chugach region for thousands of years. Our cultural interest in this land ties to trade routes that were used by the Chugach people in historic and prehistoric times. We pride ourselves on being good stewards of our lands, and we are dedicated to working with the community and being good neighbors. We strongly urge the BLM to approve alternative 2, which would have no significant impact on public access and recreation. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your comment, Josie. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to remove your permission to talk now if you're all finished.
I'm finished. Thanks.
You're welcome. If anybody else has any other comments that they'd like to share, you're welcome to raise your hand now. Again, if you're using Teams, your raise hand button is either at the bottom of your screen in that same dashboard. Oh, we've got a hand. Great. Looks like Sherry. Sherry, I'm allowing you to talk and I'm asking you to unmute now. If you could please say and spell your first and last name for us for the record.
Okay, thank you. Am I unmuted?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, very good. Thank you. Sherry Beretta, Sherry Beretta.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to have a public comment on this important issue. In short, I just want to express my hope that the public will understand the importance of this land to our people. From the tip of the Kenai Peninsula to Icy Bay near the northern edge of the Alaska Panhandle, the Chugach people have called South Central Alaska our home for more than 5,000 years. Chugach prides ourselves on being good stewards of our lands. If a transfer of our lands occurs, we will maintain these practices and continue to strive to be good neighbors to all who enjoy what Thompson Pass has to offer. The proposed Thompson Pass land exchange would not disrupt public access to recreational areas. It would connect Chugach and Village Corporation lands to Alaska's road system, and it would consolidate land holdings for Alaska Natives and the federal government. While this exchange would benefit Chugach by providing access to our land holdings, it would also benefit the federal government, as Chugach would exchange approximately 1,256 acres within the external boundaries of Wrangell St. Elias National Park. This would expand the size of the park's designated wilderness area. So I appreciate your time, and I'm hopeful that the misinformation that may be out there could be clarified in this process, that this is a mutually beneficial opportunity, not only for the federal government, Chugach, but also for the public. And I thank you for your time today.
You are certainly welcome. I'm going to now remove your permission to talk if you're all finished. Okay. Looks like we've got another person interested in speaking. So it looks like Allison Sayer. Allison, I'm asking you to unmute now. If you can say and spell your first and last name, and you don't have to do this, but it's a good idea if you're speaking on behalf of a group or representing anybody other than yourself, it's nice to identify that for us.
This is Allison Sayer, A-L-L-I-S-O-N-S-A-Y-E-R. And I'm sorry to jump in on the comments, but I was trying to follow along with the map of the easement, and I clicked on it and I got a map of like all of America. So I think that would be very useful for people to see. And I'm wondering if that could be modified somehow, or maybe zeroed in on and screenshot or something, so that people could actually access this information, because I think it's important. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry.
So I'll step in. I posted that link hoping that it would go to Blueberry Lake. We do on our ePlanning website under maps. That is an interactive GIS map that the BLM has, and it is, you do need to do a search, and I was hoping that when I did that link that it would go to Blueberry Lake. So if you type in Blueberry Lake, Alaska on that search, you can zoom in, and there's different layers on the left-hand side of that screen. There's different layers you can turn on and off, and the 17B easements is one of those layers.
Gotcha.
After this meeting, you know, go in and take a picture. But if you do use that link, you can zoom in as far as you want and move all over. So it's a very interactive. And I do apologize that the search that I put in there didn't save. But
it's okay. Thank you. I think that's probably helpful to other people who might want to see that too, and might not be as skilled with the software. So thank you. I'll get offline now, and I apologize for jumping in with a
no. Thank you for letting me comment.
If I can add, though, I think you make a great point, Allison, that it may help people to see these sections of land and how they are adjacent to other lands with the easements that are already reserved. So we'll look into that further, see if there's something that we could just also print and put on our e-planning page. Thank you for the comment.
All right, thank you, Allison. I don't see anybody else with their hand up, but we do have quite a bit of time set aside for public comments. All right, there's a hand, Mr. Johnson. Go ahead and unmute yourself, sir. Should get a little notification that I'm asking you to unmute.
Can you hear me now okay?
Yes, you're a little bit quiet though, so you might need to get closer to your speakers or speak up.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now okay?
That's better, thank you.
Okay, very good. Yes, yeah, my name is John Johnson, and I'm the Vice President of Cultural Resources for the Chugach Alaska Corporation. And I'd like to voice my support for option number 6. I think it's important to provide for social and economic opportunities to access our native lands. And some of the opportunities, I think, could help increase recreational opportunities. I'd also like to suggest that this will help consolidate our native lands as well. And as stated earlier, these are traditional lands we were used by the Chugach and Otna people for thousands of years. And I'd like to be able to see us continue to do that. And that's all my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go ahead and mute you now, and I'm going to remove your ability to unmute yourself. Looks like Sherry would like to speak again. Sherry, go ahead and unmute yourself. Just please be sure to say and spell your name again before you start.
And I think that's probably what John was referring to as the parcel six.
Hey, Sherry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I didn't have audio of you at all until just a second ago when you were referring back to what John was saying. Do you mind starting over?
Of course. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sherry Beretta, S-H-E-R-I-B-U-R-E-T-T-A. And I did not state my support for option number two, which would be both parcel five and six. And I believe that that was what John was referring to in options when he stated option six, that that would make the most sense for this this exchange. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and mute you again now. And I'm going to lower your hand. You know, we do welcome all beliefs and opinions here. All, you know, diverse comments are welcome and appreciated on all of our documents and at all of our meetings. So if you would like to provide comment, we really do welcome you. You don't have to speak publicly. You can provide your comment in writing. You can follow up and ask more questions if your question didn't get answered already. But I do want to reiterate that it's a great opportunity for you to speak if you'd like to.
Hey, Melinda, this is Serena. I just wanted to note that we have replied to all of the questions that have come in. So we will not be replying to questions from here on out during this portion of the meeting.
Thank you. Since this topic came up, I'm going to share a link to our 17B easement webpage on the BLM.gov website. There's quite a bit of information there, and we have recently been posting a series of informational posts about 17B easements on our Facebook page. And then abbreviated versions of those posts are always shared on our Twitter page, but as you all, most of you probably know, Twitter limits you to a certain character count. So Facebook gets the full length and Twitter gets abbreviated versions. But I do recommend anybody here who is on social media and doesn't follow us, please follow us. We're very active. We share a lot of information. We share links to all of our public meetings there, our news releases. There's a variety of links that have been shared there for this meeting today. It's just a great way to keep up with us. We recently had a short-lived saga regarding a closed bridge there that we kept people informed about. particularly once the bridge had reopened. So we really are quite active there in trying to keep folks informed of what's going on across the lands that we manage and in our offices. So if you're curious about the work we do, whether it's today's project we're here to talk about, that's a really good resource. And we keep a lot of information public on the website as well. People here in Alaska maintain both of those. So if there's something you need there or you think should be there, we're happy to try and help provide more information. I'm going to share the links there for you and be quiet for a moment. So Allison, you may find those, the information on the 17B easement site helpful, and you may find some helpful posts on our Facebook page about 17Bs. And 17B is in reference to the section of ANCSA that they come from. And I'm going to go ahead and share the project page one more time and the project contacts one more time for anybody who has not given verbal comment today, but would like to get some follow-up in or provide written comment. And I'm going to give it just another moment or two if anybody changes their mind and would like to speak. Otherwise, we will wrap today's afternoon meeting a little bit early. So I put out the last call there for public comment. Okay. I'm going to take a couple of minutes here and record our answered Q&As. For the record, just to make sure that we've got them before I end the Zoom meeting. And that'll give you just another moment to raise your hand if you've had a change of heart. And a quick note that the rest of the, I don't believe the rest of the public can see your question until it is answered. All right, folks. Well, thank you all for joining us today. We really do appreciate your time and your input. We know it's really valuable for you to take away in the middle of your day to be here. Please feel free to follow up with us if you have any outstanding questions. Look through the documents on the website, tinker around with that interactive GIS website and get comfortable with it and get familiar with it. It's really useful for lots of things. And you're, again, of course, welcome to join us for the 6 o'clock meeting this evening. Thank you all.
Everyone.
Yep, thanks everybody.